All right, everybody. Let's dive into this AI thing, this productivity boom everyone's talking about.
Yeah, AI and productivity sounds very, very, buzzy right now.
It does. It does. We've had a ton of you send us this article anticipating AI's next move. And it is a long one, I'm not going to lie. So we're going to unpack it, figure out like what's hype, what's real, what's actually going to make a difference in our work lives.
Yeah, how can we use it?
Exactly.
Cut through.
So the article jumps right in talking about autonomous communication.
Oh, here we go.
It sounds kind of scary.
It does a little bit.
Like robots taking over. Right.
Yeah.
But they're basically talking about like the next level of chatbots.
Yeah, it's moving past. I think we've all had the experience of like the really frustrating basic chatbot,
Right, for
right?
sure.
And this is like trying to take it to, okay, what if it was actually intelligent? What if it could understand what your customer needs?
So less like, keyword matching and more like actual problem solving.
Exactly, actually solving things.
Yeah.
So, instead of hitting that dead end with a chatbot, your customers are getting real solutions 24/7.
And that's got to be huge for businesses. Like,
Yay.
imagine the customer service you could provide if you could actually scale that up.
Yeah, and I think, a lot of the big players are already moving in this direction.
Like who?
You've got Intercom, Core, Zendesk. A lot of those platforms are like really investing in this technology.
Okay, so it's not just some futuristic fantasy.
No, but and this is a big but. I think, the article also mentions that there's still a lot of skepticism about whether these systems are really truly intelligent. Are they actually understanding us, or are they just very good at mimicking human conversation?
That is a really good question because I think we've all had that experience where you're like, is this a bot or a person?
Right?
And sometimes you can't even tell. And I
Exactly.
guess the real test is it actually helpful?
Exactly.
Or is it just another layer of, automated frustration? Because
Exactly.
I can see that being a real danger, right? Like
Yeah.
companies rushing to adopt AI without really thinking through the user experience.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that that leads to another key point that the article brings up, this idea of what they call work
That's a work
friction.
of fiction.
Yeah. Have you heard that term before?
I mean, I can guess what it means, but why don't you explain it?
Okay, so basically, work friction is all the stuff that gets in the way of us actually doing our jobs, right?
Okay, I feel that.
It could be, confusing software. It could be unnecessary approvals, searching for the right document.
Oh, just like a million little things that eat up your time.
Exactly. And so what the article talked about is how AI can actually help us identify and eliminate that work friction.
Oh, interesting. So not just automating tasks, but actually like making work itself less of a headache.
Exactly. So instead of us having to figure it all out ourselves, AI can analyze how work actually gets done and pinpoint those bottlenecks.
Okay, so like a consultant with X-ray vision into your workflow.
Right.
That's pretty cool.
And they highlight this company called Fount, which is doing exactly that. They use AI to, analyze workflows, figure out where the friction points are, and then make recommendations for how to streamline processes.
And have they had any like concrete results? Like, because it sounds good in theory, but.
So they actually have a case study with a call center that saw a 12% reduction in employee turnover
Wow.
and saved $13.4 million.
Okay, now you're talking.
Just 9 months.
That's huge.
Yeah.
All right, so AI is a money saver, potentially.
Potentially.
But what about the employees?
Yeah.
Like, is everyone happy to have AI analyzing their every move at work?
Well, and that's the thing, right? I mean, it's really about using this technology, thoughtfully and
Yeah,
ethically.
it's not about like AI Big Brother watching your every move.
Yeah.
More like, can it help us figure out how to work smarter, not harder?
Right, exactly. To actually make those improvements, because I mean, that's what it's really all about, right?
For sure. I mean, happier employees are going to be more productive employees in the long run.
Yeah, absolutely. Less stress, less burnout.
Makes sense to me. Okay, you ready for the part of the article that feels like straight out of a sci-fi movie?
Okay, hit me.
They start talking about agentic AI.
Oh, yeah. What is that?
So, I mean, remember how we were talking about AI moving from like, creating things to actually managing
Yeah, like
things?
managing how we work.
So, agentic AI is like the next step.
Okay.
It can actually start to anticipate our needs and act independently.
Hold on. Anticipate needs and act independently. So instead of me telling my Alexa to order more coffee.
It would just know when I was running low and order it for me.
Exactly.
That's kind of wild.
Or like, your Google Home
Yeah.
noticing there's a scheduling conflict and like proactively reschedules a meeting for you.
That's next level.
It's not just about voice assistants either. Like, the article gives this example of a virtual shopping assistant
Okay.
that uses visual cues to personalize recommendations.
Oh, interesting. Like what?
So you could, like, take a picture of an outfit that you like,
Okay.
and the AI assistant could, suggest similar items or even create a whole look for you based on that one image.
So it's like having a personal stylist, but AI powered.
Exactly.
That
Exactly.
is pretty cool. So how far along are we with this?
I remember talking like distant future, or
Yeah.
is this something that's happening now? It's happening now. I mean, it's moving so fast. The article mentions that there are over 400 platforms out there
Wait, 400?
with agentic AI capability.
That's insane.
Yeah, it's exploding. Like, one that they highlight is this company called DevRev.
Okay.
They built their whole platform, it's called Agent OS, around this idea of AI agents that work proactively.
Agent OS. All right, I gotta check that out. But I mean, 400 platforms, that's a lot.
Right.
Like, it seems like agentic AI is about to be everywhere,
It does.
which makes you wonder, like, how much control are we really comfortable handing over?
That's the big question, right?
Yeah.
I mean, where do we draw the line?
Exactly.
And, what are we okay with AI doing on our behalf?
Yeah, because it's one thing to have it order coffee, but it's another thing if it starts making like life choices for you. Okay, so we've got autonomous communication, we've got agentic AI tackling our to-do list. What else does this article cover?
Well, it gets even more interesting when you start talking about personalization.
Okay, so like even more personalized than it already is.
Way more
I know,
personalized.
I'm listening, but I gotta say, I'm a little scared.
Okay, well, I mean, think about it this way.
Okay.
Like, how many times you get those personalized marketing emails?
Oh, all the time.
But let's be honest, most of them are pretty generic.
Totally. They just stick my name at the top and call it a day.
Exactly. So this is about moving beyond that, right, to what they call hyper-personalization.
Hyper-personalization.
Yeah.
Okay, so what does that even mean? Like, what's the difference?
It's about using AI and like massive amounts of data to create like a truly unique experience for every single individual.
So instead of just getting an email with my name on it, it's like the company can read my mind and know exactly what I want.
Kind of. It's about understanding your preferences, your needs, your behaviors on a much deeper level.
Okay.
I mean, imagine a website that like dynamically adjusts its content based on how you're browsing in real time.
Oh, wow.
Or like a financial advisor that gives you tailored advice based on a comprehensive analysis of, your whole financial situation.
That's pretty impressive, I'm not gonna lie.
Right.
But it also feels like we're getting into some maybe ethically murky territory here.
Yeah.
Like, how much data are we talking about? And how is it being used?
Right.
Because, it's one thing if AI helps me find a good pair of shoes,
Right.
but it's another thing if it can, like, influence my decisions in ways I don't even realize are happening.
Yeah, and I think that's the double-edged sword of all of this, right? I mean,
Right.
hyper-personalization, it has the potential to create these amazing, seamless experiences, but it also brings up these huge questions about like data privacy, security, and even like manipulation.
It's like the more powerful this technology gets, the more important those ethical questions become, right?
Oh, absolutely. And it's not just about, marveling at what AI can do. We actually have to be part of shaping how it's used. Like, what are the rules? What are the safeguards? These are things we need to figure out now.
Totally. And it's not like it's slowing down anytime soon. We've covered so much ground just in this conversation. We started with chatbots, and now we're talking about AI that's practically reading our minds and like running our lives. It's a lot.
It really is. And you know what I find really fascinating about this whole conversation? We've been focusing on how businesses are using AI,
Right.
but the article made me think about, well, what about us? What about just regular people? How can we use this stuff to, empower ourselves in our work, in our personal lives? I mean, the possibilities are kind of mind-blowing if you think about it.
It's true. And we've talked about, AI managing our schedules, ordering our groceries, but what about like AI tutors that can personalize your education or AI fitness coaches that tailor workouts to your exact needs?
Right. Or AI tools that help us manage our finances better or make healthier choices or even just connect with people who share our interests.
It could be really amazing if it's used the right way.
I think so.
Well, this has been quite a deep dive. My brain is officially full,
Mine too.
but it's good. It's a good full.
The best kind.
So we've covered a lot of ground about AI's potential, but like you said, it's really up to us to shape what it becomes.
It's going to be a wild ride, that's for sure.
It is. And we want to hear from you. What are your thoughts on all this AI stuff? What excites you? What scares you? Hit us up on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. Thanks for listening, everybody.